Very happy to announce that we've got Nadia Mastana, Smetana rather, from Dakota Hope Clinic on the phone line, and also Mike Spencer from Project Life Voice also on the phone this morning. You folks have a pretty busy week in store. You've got a couple of great free events coming up at Dakota Hope that you're hosting on June 9th, and we'd love to get some details on these wonderful events that are coming up at Dakota Hope. Very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So good to be with you today.
Thank you so much. And again, we've got Nadia Smetana and also Mike Spencer on the phone line with us this morning, and we'll hand the mic over to you two.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming, and we're going to have a couple of great events. Again, thanks to Nadia and her team at the Dakota Hope Clinic, we're going to be hosting a pastor's luncheon from 12 o'clock until 1:30 on Wednesday, and then later that evening, Life Defenders Pro-Life Apologetic Workshop. That'll go from 6:30 to 8:30. So it's just going to be a great time.
Yes, we are so excited to have Mike come again. He was at our banquet a number of years ago. He was our keynote speaker at our banquet, and we just loved hearing from him then. So he had offered at that time to come back and talk to local pastors or others, and so we finally got around to having him back.
Yeah, and you know, Jim, just to let your listeners know, so, you know, as you probably know, and I'm sure many of your listeners know, many people reject or are indifferent to the pro-life view simply because they've never actually heard it presented in a compelling manner. And so the evening workshop, which is called Life Defenders, which again is from 6:30 to 8:30, is designed to equip pro-life ambassadors to communicate the pro-life message, to do so intelligently and graciously without the need of vitriol and angry dialogue. And so by focusing on two crucial questions, what are the preborn and what makes humans valuable, those who attend will learn to simplify the abortion debate, and to refute logical fallacies of pro-choice rhetoric in a way that is compelling, in a way that's gracious. And again, that's going to be in the evening, Wednesday night, from 6:30 to 8:30. And that is going to be held at the Moose Lodge at 409th Street Southwest there in Minot. And if folks come early at 6 o'clock, they can join us for dinner as well. The pastor's luncheon, let me just speak to that for just a brief minute. The pastor's luncheon will take place from 12 o'clock until 1:30. That's going to be held at St. Mark's Lutheran Church at 2209 4th Avenue Northwest in Minot also. And we're going to be addressing the crucial question, is it possible for shepherds, for pastors to be a bold voice for the unborn, while at the same time nurturing a redemptive community for those who have had abortions? And so I'm going to help pastors see their response to the unborn, to the abortion Holocaust, as a gospel issue. And so we'll be addressing four primary duties of the pastor with respect to abortion victims, and then I'll help them work through some of the objections and some of the reasons some churches go silent on the subject. So that's what we'll be doing then. This will be for pastors and their wives, church leaders, their spouses. So it'll be a great time.
And again, these are two free events that are coming up on the 9th, which is Wednesday. And Nadia, if they want to get more details, folks that are listening in this morning, what is the best direction in which to go on that?
Okay, thanks for that opportunity to share that. Our phone number, you can call the clinic at 852-4675. So 701-852-4675, or they can go to our website and find all the information they need there and let us know that they're coming.
So you'd like to have folks reserve their spots?
Yes, especially if possible. We will have extra, though, so don't let that, if you haven't reserved and you can come at the last minute, go ahead and come, because I'm sure we'll have enough, I know we'll have enough seating and we'll have enough food, too. So go ahead and come, even if you can't let us know, but if you can, that would be the best.
And if we'd like to maybe get some more information on your website, could you give us your website and so people can
sure.
go there as well?
Sure. It's DakotaHope.org.
Fantastic. Is there anything else?
Event page.
Okay. Anything else you folks?
Event page at our website.
At the website there. Okay. Anything else you folks would like to add to this segment before we wrap it up?
Yeah, very quickly, Jim, I would just say this. You know, the accusation in our culture today is that pro-lifers really don't care about babies after they're born, and we don't care about their young mothers. The Dakota Hope Clinic is the answer to that challenge. All of their services are free. You know, they're bringing me in at no cost to the community to provide this kind of training. Their ultrasounds are free. Their training, their post-abortive Bible studies, all that they do there is done for free. And so you just follow the money. You know, there are about 700 abortion clinics in the United States. They're mostly owned and operated by men for financial profit off of young women. Conversely, there are nearly 2,800 pregnancy centers like the Dakota Hope Clinic that are offering their services for free. And most of these centers, as in the case of Nadia here, are run by women for women at no cost to women. So I'm just grateful for centers like the Dakota Hope Clinic that are doing such a great work in your community and throughout the United States.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being on the program this morning. It's always a pleasure to have you with us, Nadia, and very pleasure to have you as well, Mike. And look forward to hearing more about this big event that's coming up, actually a couple of free events at the Dakota Hope Clinic in Minot. And meanwhile, be sure to go to the website and get some more information and get your places reserved and enjoy some wonderful talk from Mike Spencer. Thank you so much for being on the program this morning, folks, and we look forward to hearing back from you in the near future.